Sentiment about the U.S. economy remains strong, but finance decision makers have tempered expectations for the year ahead. We'll explore that somewhat dampened outlook in this episode of the Journal of Accountancy podcast.
Did you know 75% of people now prefer to pay by credit or debit? With CPA Charge, you can let your clients pay their bill online and you'll get the reporting details you need for easy reconciliation. AICPA members can sign up at cpacharge.com/podcast and get your program fee waived for 6 months.
I'm Neil Amato, a senior editor with the Journal of Accountancy. Joining me to discuss the recent results of the fourth quarter Business and Industry Economic Outlook Survey is Ken Witt. Ken is the lead technical manager for management accounting with the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants. The association released the survey results on Thursday, December 6th, and Ken is here to break down the results. Welcome back, Ken.
Thanks for having me, Neil. It's good to be here. And as you said, the overall outlook for the prospects for our respondents' companies continues to be strong, but the outlook for the global economy and the U.S. economy has softened a bit. We've got the CPA Outlook Index, which is a composite measure of a number of different components, and that has kind of tailed off a little bit from a high of 79 to 76, with all of its components being down quarter to quarter, and all but the employment component down year to year. So employment had lagged other indicators for a long time while we're sort of going through the recovery from the recession and along with training and development. But employment showed only a 1-point decline this quarter versus 2- and 3-point declines in other components and an 8-point decline in the U.S. economy component overall.
So zeroing in on one part of that is U.S. economic optimism. Finance decision makers, controllers, CFOs, CEOs, they continue to be optimistic overall, but that optimism, as mentioned in the intro, has eased substantially in the last three quarters. Specifically, optimism has dropped from 79% in the first quarter of this year to 57% in the fourth. Why is that?
Yeah, well, I think it's a bit of tailing off from the first quarter high of response to the Tax Reform Act. And 68% of our respondents continue to be optimistic about their own company's prospects, which is down only a point from last quarter. But as you said, only 57% continue to be optimistic about the economy as a whole, down 12% last quarter from last quarter and 22% from the first quarter high of 79%. So, similarly, the level of optimism about the global economy declined this quarter from a 54% level of optimism in the third quarter to only 40% this quarter. And there again, the global economic optimism was 71% in the first quarter. So it's really just a tapering off of sort of the response to the, enthusiasm about the impact of, and kind of potential impact of the Tax Reform Act in the first quarter. So the impact of Tax Reform Act has been the clear driver for the first three quarters of 2018, and companies have continued to experience the benefit of that throughout the year. And many cite the ongoing strength of a host of economic indicators. But we are starting to see those benefits tail off a bit and some other concerns creeping in also, primarily trade issues and increasing interest rates, but also some, we heard some people express some underlying concerns such as the deficit and high levels of corporate and personal debt. In the fourth quarter, we're also starting to see the softening of revenue and profit projections as well as spending projections. While optimism in hiring in the tech sector rebounded this quarter and spending for IT continues to be strong, even that declined slightly in the fourth quarter from an expected rate of increased spend of 3.6% in the third quarter to only 3.3% in the fourth quarter. And perhaps more significantly, as a possible kind of indication of a decline in the benefits of the tax cuts, is the decline in the expected rate of increase in spending for other capital, which declined a half a point from 3.5% to 3%. So in some respects, there are some indicators of easing in some of the components, but also we're just having some of the effect of percentage increases. For example, retail optimism increased, and their hiring numbers were good in the first, second, and third quarters. Their projections going forward were good for the first, second, and third quarters. But now they've got their hiring for this year, and so their projected hiring for next year, is a bit softer. So part of it is just sort of the kind of natural calculation and the, over time how that eases off.
So to what do you attribute the differences between kind of a steeper drop in U.S. economic optimism, but kind of just a steady leveling off of own company optimism? Basically, it's back to being where I think it normally is, in that there's higher own company optimism than U.S. economic optimism in this survey when things are generally positive.
Yes. And I really do think it's just sort of the things that we're seeing in the news, in the media. I mean, as I said, in the third quarter, we kind of we polled people about, their biggest concerns, going forward. And top of the list were the trade issues. And following that, deficit spending was also a big factor. And I think, we're seeing, you see in the media, we're starting to see the impact of the trade issues. We've got soybean, farmers with soybeans sort of rotting in their fields, and we've got GM closing plants, and we've got, continuing trade concerns with China, so I think while companies' strengths and sales are still strong, we're just starting to see some concerns kind of in the back of people's minds about the economy, and also we're seeing news at a global level of economic issues overseas that's going to impact our economy as well.
So I think it's important to remember the CPA Outlook Index, which is a 9-component measure of overall sentiment. Anything above 50 is considered positive. And right now we're talking about a CPA Outlook Index of 76. That's still really positive. It's down from 81 from the first quarter, but 76, I think most people would take in this survey as far as being positive.
No, not so many years ago, we were all hoping to get to some level like this, and in particular, another big thing in the news is employment, and leading the list of top challenges is the availability of skilled personnel, and you just hear the stories from members in business, and we just had our committee meeting earlier this week, and everybody in the room was talking about the challenge of finding skilled employees for their business. While hiring lagged all of the other indicators in our index for, quarter after quarter after quarter, we were seeing strength in every component but hiring and training and development. But in 2018, the headcount component of our index improved a point in each quarter. And in the third quarter, we had the most companies with too few employees that had plans to hire, and the least percentage of companies that were reluctant to hire based on their outlook. So hiring continues to be especially strong.
One thing I want to point out, too, as we talk about these numbers and this sentiment, it's important to note this is a forward-looking survey. It's not what was your revenue growth or what was your staffing growth, but it's what you expect your revenue growth or your profits or hiring to be in the next 12 months. So with that forward-looking notion, I guess, how can CFOs and controllers kind of use this looking-ahead survey in their business plan activities going forward?
Well, I think, you know, anybody who's a leader in business, CFO, controller, you know, needs to sort of use a lot of different data points to sort of gauge where their business is going. And I think, you know, we just think this is a valuable data point in that sort of horizon scanning. You know, depending on your sector, you can take a look at the survey and see what other, you know, CFOs and controllers, chief executives are thinking about in terms of their business, what their expectations are. So if you're, you know, in their value chain, either as a supplier to or a customer of, on a business-to-business perspective, you know, you can get a sense of where you are in relation to, you know, the other industry sectors. And you know, also regionally, we kind of provide the regional breakdown. We provide the size of company breakdown. You know, that's sort of an interesting perspective. And one of the interesting things in this survey was that the in the kind of companies with the $100 million to $1 billion sales revenue, you know, there seemed to be the most softening in terms of size of company. You know, the most that sort of band of companies had the highest percentage of companies that were reluctant to hire employees that they said they needed. And it was also had the lowest number of companies with expectations for expansion, plans to expand. And only 62% of the companies in the $100 million to $1 billion range now have plans to expand. And that's down from 73% last quarter. So I think some of those regional and sector indicators that we provide, you know, makes this a valuable resource for other executives.
So you touched on hiring earlier and also kind of the struggle to hire. One of the questions that was asked was the steps that companies might take to better hold on to and find employees.
Yep. That was something we added this quarter, and you know, just because it the availability of skilled personnel has you know, topped the list of challenges for the past 5 quarters, I think, you know, certainly for this entire year. So we added a question asking what companies were doing to help retention and recruitment efforts in the coming year. 48% plan to salary and benefit improvements, and they kind of added a host of other other than customary things, including training and development opportunities. Companies indicated they were going to provide more of those. Flex time and remote working were added to the list, along with retention and referral bonuses. So those were some of the things that companies said they were going to do in addition to sort of, you know, improving pay and benefits. And we also added a question that asked specifically about pay increases. And 87% of our companies have plans for increasing wages versus only 8% that say they don't have plans to increase their wages during the next coming 12 months. And 62% of our respondents said that they have plans for pay increases in the 2 to 5% range. So, you know, we'll see how that that plays out. And you know, if we have some further softening in the economy, what impact it has on those sort of plans for improving benefits and pay increases.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how the end of this year goes and also the start of next year. And we'll look forward to talking again in March about the next release of the Economic Outlook Survey. Thank you, Ken.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening. Again, that was Ken Witt, the lead technical manager for management accounting with the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants. For more Journal of Accountancy podcasts, find us on Podomatic, Apple Podcasts, or journalofaccountancy.com/podcasts.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein. and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.